Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
It's fashion time. How's it going, Penelope Noir?
It's good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm excited to hear what you have for us because I have no idea and I'm eager to learn. So please do. What have we got on the show today?
I thought we'd talk about Missy Elliott.
Love Missy Elliott.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing. So she was born in 1971 in Portsmouth, Virginia. I'm just kind of giving a bit of background in case people don't know Missy Elliott, but I'm sure that everyone does. She's an American rapper, singer, songwriter, and record producer. She's won 6 Grammys, 2 American Music Awards, and was the first female rapper to be inducted into the Songwriting Hall of Fame.
That was only recently, wasn't it?
Only like in the past couple of years. Mm. And she has produced music for people like Ciara, Janet Jackson, Mariah Carey, and Whitney Houston. And her school, like her neighborhood friend, was Timbaland.
Oh, whoa.
I didn't know that.
True.
Yeah, so they actually were a songwriting duo. Like he produced, she wrote, production yeah. team. And they did Aaliyah's album.
Whoa.
The one with all the famous songs. That like Peach Milk did a cover
yeah.
of
yeah.
And
yeah.
that sort of thing. So they actually, Missy Elliott was in, formed a band called Sister, wasn't originally called that, was called something else, and then she got Timbaland to produce it, and that's how their career started.
Cool.
And she's written, I read something like over 500 songs.
Wow.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I thought we'd talk about her fashion because although she's amazing with her songwriting and producing and things like that, I think it really translates into what she wears and the fact that I didn't know this, but apparently she's very, very shy. And so she, in her music videos, when she records her albums, she actually records on her own so she can be herself.
Oh, so she doesn't feel like people are watching her.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But what I love about her is that she kind of combines masculine with feminine. So, we will think of her as wearing like tracksuits and things like that. But she's also hyper glam. Like she has the full-on nail art nails that are 2 inches long. and I think if you look at her videos, they are the things that kind of most caught my attention growing up, especially her first one, Rain. There's a scene where she's wearing a blow up plastic suit that looks like it's trash bags, and then she has these glasses on that almost go onto a helmet over her head, and it's just so amazing. And she kind of said that she liked the fact that she was kind of being a hip hop Michelin woman, and it gave her a sense of power because although she was really shy, she was not afraid to be a provocative woman. And I think you can see that in all her videos. Like in the Beat Me 911 video, the director made her a Barbie in a Barbie doll house, and Timbaland's one of the Ken dolls. And she's wearing this full-on gold lamé dress with a massive big collar and that sort of thing. But every kind of video has this kind of elaborate kind of glam to it where she'll be in a crazy outfit, but then the next scene she'll be wearing a tracksuit.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's what I kind of love. And she has that signature thing where she rolls up one leg of a tracksuit, and I don't know why that is. And I've always found
and
that
tucks it into the sock.
Yeah. Or else there's another picture of her wearing a red tracksuit. I think it might be a Chanel one, and she actually belts up one leg with buckles.
Oh, whoa.
So always one leg, there's always this asymmetry. And in the video for Work It, she's actually wearing a tracksuit that is one leg is shorts and the other. And it's kind of that, there's those cold shoulder outfits where people just have one arm out. I kind of feel really, it makes me feel really kind of weird. I'm uneven whenever I see pictures like that. I don't think I could pull that off. But I do love the fact that, she kind of does combine those glam outfits with, that tomboyishness.
I and get comfort glam.
Yeah.
You're feeling you're in your comfy clothes, but you're also blinged out, which is great.
Yeah. And, and I guess it's kind of, when I see her in the tracksuits, it reminds me of Run DMC, and, there's always big chains and things like that, Kangol hats. baseball caps that are always like cocked to the side, and cheese cutters.
Visors.
Visors. But it's just like the whole look is just really amazing. Mm. I think one of the other ones that I always kind of think about is the Get Your Freak On video, where she's wearing a denim pants, like jeans, and a denim vest, and they're massive big paisley bedazzled.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, none of us would ever have the courage to wear such outrageous outfits, but they're just really her. Mm. And I think that's why I was quite surprised to find out that she's really shy, because, you know, her clothes are like screaming, hello.
Yeah,
you know?
And she's owning it in the videos as well.
Like, and an amazing dancer. And the other thing that I really like about her videos is that when you look at other kind of musicians or artists, they kind of tend to be the centre focus in the videos, and they'll be the one that's kind of dressed the most sexily or the most provocatively, and then the other people on the background will just be kind of background. But she doesn't do that. She brings her backup dancers will be the ones that are sometimes even more like in focus than she is, and I kind of really like that about her. But if people have never kind of watched her videos or anything, I highly recommend maybe checking out Work It first. And the thing that kind of is quite also unnerving in there is that she has in the first scenes she's covered in bees, like live bees.
That's right.
And it's really freaky.
That always used to, I like tried to think about how it worked, but I would just get freaked out.
It is kind of, it's a really unusual thing to do, and that fact that she is fearless in everything she does is really inspiring. I reckon. And she's done a lot of collabs, like for Adidas she's done the Respect Me collab, and that was like a range of tracksuits, funnily enough. She also has featured in Marc Jacobs' 2016 Auckland Winter, which was inspired by Beetlejuice, and it was like dark lace and layered leather and that sort of thing. Because she does wear a lot of all leather suits that are kind of bedazzled as well. Mm. There's like another one that's quite bright purple. And it's just
she
like...
She seems to always love textures and like play around with the different things that you can wear, like a lot of velvet or velour tracksuits.
Yeah, and always, pretty much always pants too.
Mm.
Yeah, pantsuits. Another kind of favourite look of mine that she has was in 2018, she appeared in like the Essence Festival, which is, and she was wearing Gucci, a Gucci collab with Dapper Dan. And Dapper Dan was one of the, he was a Harlem kind of designer that was quite famous for kind of helping introduce high fashion into hip hop. Like he was, I think, one of the first people, or he was the person that kind of looked at the logos of high fashion and converting them into street style.
Mm.
Yeah, which is quite cool.
Someone texted and said the one leg rolled up trend started from cyclists not getting your pants stuck in the chain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've had that happen to me many a time.
Yeah. I don't know if that's where she got it from. But.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I just know that was kind of like her signature look.
I'd love to think that Missy's a hardcore cyclist.
Yeah.
She's just got off her bike when she got to the awards. Hasn't had time to roll it down yet.
Well, we're going to celebrate what is Missy Elliott by listening to her great track, Work It. If you've got young ears, maybe just put some fingers in them, because, you know, explicit warning. Hey, Penelope, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
We're going to listen to this great track now. DJ, please, pick up your phone. I'm on the request line.
This is a Missy worth it, let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it to find out how hard I gotta work it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. I like to get to know ya so I can show ya. Put the pussy on ya like I told ya. Give me all your numbers so I can phone ya. Your girl act the stink, then call me over. Not on the bed, lay me on your sofa. Call before you come, I need to shave my chocha. You do what you don't or you will, I won't cha. Go downtown
down and eat it like a vulture. See my hips and my tips so chi. See my ass and my lips don't chi. Lost a few pounds in my whips for ya. It's the kind of beat that go ba-ta-ta. Ba-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Sex me so good I say blah, blah, blah. Work it, I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's why I need it. It's your primitive, it's why I need it. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's why I need it. It's your primitive, it's why I need it. If you're a fly gal, get your nails done. Get a pedicure, get your hair did. Boy, lift it up, let's make a toaster. Let's get drunk, it's gonna bring us closer. Don't I look like a Halle Berry poster? See the Belvedere playing tricks on ya. Girlfriend wanna be like me, never. You won't find a bitch that's even better. I make you hot as Las Vegas weather. Listen up close while I take it backwards. Okay, begins the gal, listen me with you. I'm not a prostitute, but I can give you what you want. I love your braids and your mouth full of phones. Love the way my ass go, ba-boom, ba-boom, boom. Keep your eyes on my ba-boom, ba-boom, boom. You think you can handle this, ka-donk-a-donk-donk. Take my thong off and my ass go boom. Cut the lights on so you see what I can do. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's why I need it. It's your primitive, it's why I need it. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's why I need it. It's your primitive, it's why I need it. Boys, boys, all type of boys. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese boys. Wine, thang, 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 thang. Black, thang, 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 thang. Girls, girls, get that cash. If it's 9 to 5, we're shaking your ass. Ain't no shame, ladies, do your thing. Just make sure you ahead of the game. Just cause I got a lot of fame, super. Prince couldn't get me, change my name, papa. Hooter can't tell you, slave again, no sir. Picture Black saying, oh, yes, I'm assa. Picture Lil' Kim dating a pastor. Minute Man, Big Red can outlast ya. Who is the best? I don't have to ask ya. When I come out, you won't even matter. Why you act dumb like, duh. Say you act dumb like, duh. As the drummer boy go, brr-pum-pum-pum. Give you some of this Cinnabon. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's why I need it. It's your primitive, it's why I need it. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's why I need it. It's your primitive, it's why I need it. Come on.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.